He is no stranger in our community. His name is James Jeter. He is with Skyla Credit Union. He is the Associate Vice President of Community Development, and he's joining us now here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, good friend.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
It's always great catching up with you.
Same here.
Skyla is one of the muscle behind our Toys for Happiness campaign, and just explain a little bit about that connection with who you all are as a credit union and the connection there of why you want to be involved with Toys for Happiness.
Yeah, no. Well, first off, thank you guys for having me this morning. It's always good to be with friends. No, Skyla's incredibly supportive of just local community programs. Of course, I had a personal affiliation and connection to Toys for Happiness and just believe in the great work that the program offers to so many families during this time of year. And so, Skyla, we are always looking to engage and see great entry points for us to connect our community and make sure that we're just being a good steward and supporting those most vulnerable across our community. And so this is a great way to give back, but it's fun. You know, it's, you know, really rewarding. Our team, I know they've been incredibly excited. Last week, they were all in the Christmasville spirit. And so they were bringing in toys and encouraging our members to bring in toys. And so it's just a great way for the community to come together. But we are honored to be a part of it as well.
Well, a big thank you to making sure that's a possibility for so many families that have just hit a hard time this year and they need an extra bit of Christmas magic. And it's the generosity of business leaders like Skyla that will say, hey, we not only want to be behind it, but you get employees who get excited about shopping. And then you put a box there at your location in the Riverwalk area and say, hey, come by, drop off some toys, and you'll be good to go. Hopefully you all are donating the game of Monopoly to people. So kids can understand money.
Most definitely. No, money, all those good things. No, it's funny. I was at the center the other day and I looked over in the bin and I said, oh my gosh, we have these little cute little piggy bank things. I was like, you need to throw some piggy banks in there, you know?
Yeah. So,
but it's I think it's rewarding because that's one of the things too. We want to make sure that we are providing some educational standpoints around money and understanding your money and that type of thing. So we're talking about that. We got a plan, Lucas.
Well, speaking of those toys, did you have a favorite toy growing up or a specific toy that maybe made a lasting impact on you today?
Yeah, no. So it's funny. I was never a toy kid. Like I was always, I don't know, weird. But one of my favorite things I remember playing with, my dad bought me this, it was like an RV and it's huge. And I would just like drive that thing all around the house. And I drove it for years, metal. I still remember the smell of the metal. It was disgusting. It smelled like pennies, you know, and so.
Like the copper smell.
Yeah, the copper smell. Yeah, but that was one of my favorite toys. So that's something I do remember.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing weird with that. I mean, you give a kid anything, chances are they'll play with the box more than they'll play with the actual toy. So we often say that because we don't want people to stress and get worried about buying the wrong toy for the wrong age. Don't worry. The kids, they're fine. They want to play with anything, and they just know that someone out there cares for them and that the Christmas magic and hope, it's not lost. James Jeter is with Skyla Credit Union. They're right here in our community. They're located in the Riverwalk area. So that's a physical branch. Mm-hmm. But you were telling us before we turned the microphones on that your digital branches, those are your biggest branches across the country. And obviously, kind of walk us through what that model looks like.
Absolutely. No. So about 2 years ago, Skyla merged with the credit union that was based in Pasadena, California. And of course, with the majority of our physical presence being on the East Coast, it was hard to service members in Pasadena, right? So we had to build our infrastructure and capacity to be able to serve that group of folks and make sure that we are giving them the same service delivery as we were our folks on the East Coast, our membership on the East Coast. And with that, it allowed us to create some really robust systems and partnerships that we are able to connect across the country. And so to the point I was making, we are seeing where folks go to Skyla CU.com, they're able to walk through the entire process of from opening an account to loans and other services that they may be interested in. It is incredibly user friendly. I love it. Our new account online opening takes 7 minutes, which is scary, right? You know, and 7 minutes is if you're slow. So, but it, you know, it's scary to think about, you know, how things are set at our fingertip and we have access so easily, but it also creates a level of convenience. And so we just always like to build the confidence of our membership to know that when you're safe, your money is safe, and the process is safe. And so, but we want to make it easy for you. You want to make it convenient. A lot of our members too are younger. We have a younger demographic. And not, although, you know, my grandmother was on the computer the other day and I'm like, what are you doing? And so, you know, we do have folks who are engaging, but we want to make sure that it's accessible to all.
But of course, if someone did want to actually speak to a person or see a person, they of course can come into that
Absolutely.
Branch. It's located right there off of, well, in the Riverwalk in area.
Please come. Our Riverwalk team is fantastic and they are always looking to welcome. And the good thing about our Riverwalk folks, they're all local too. So you come in and you may, you know, you see friends and folks that you know. And it's just a great group. Very, very well experienced bankers at our Riverwalk location as well.
Plus, it's a good-looking building.
It is a good-looking building.
I mean, I don't know how many oftentimes people drive around the community and say, that's a good-looking building, but that one is a good-looking building. It's a lot of wood and metal, and it fits in with the, you know,
the aesthetic.
Yes, over there at the Riverwalk area, which is kudos to the designers there.
We're very proud of our fleet of buildings. They are. They're incredibly nice.
Fleet of buildings. That's a good one. I like that. Is that the model that other freestanding like Skyla credit unions look like across the country?
We try to do like the McDonald's approach. Yeah. They pretty much all look some similar aesthetics.
But that builds continuity. So, you know, they're
familiar. If you come by, you're like, oh, that looks like a Skyla. So they all very, you know, some are different. And, you know, a lot of, we're working on a new building, Gastonia, right now. And it was an old bank that we are converting. And so I went through 6 months ago and saw this old, you know, grungy built brick building, and now you go through and you're like, oh, that is beautiful, you know. So it's cool to see how they can remodel, and it looks very similar to Riverwalk. So
awesome.
Yeah,
oh, that's great. Well, James Jeter, again, he's been a familiar name and voice in our community for years, and he's one of the reasons why Skyla is really involved with our Toys for Happiness campaign. So we appreciate Skyla's commitment to our campaign, and swing by and see the folks over there at Skyla Credit Union. It's right there in the Riverwalk area. James, here's to a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank
you. Merry Christmas. Yep.